Welcome to The Lowdown on URN, your ultimate guide to week one.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Emma.
And we'll be guiding you through week one 7 days this week from 10 a.m. You'll be hearing your What's On guide, being introduced to life on campus, and receiving all the advice you need from the people that know.
Today you'll be hearing about the reason you're all here, to get a degree. Don't worry, we've also got some good advice on how to get the work-fun balance right.
First though, here's your guide to everything that is happening around campus today.
You've got four more jam-packed days of events laid on by your students' union to look forward to.
Freshers' Fair may now have come to an end, but that doesn't mean you can't still join societies. So if you missed out, make sure to check out the SU website for more details.
The end of Freshers' Fair doesn't mean the end of daytime events, though, as the Reflection Cafe will be up in the Den between 11 and 4 to allow for students of all faiths to grab some free tea and coffee.
The main hub of activity will take place this evening, though, with some of you heading to the legendary ocean for a Baywatch-themed evening where some unusual Nottingham traditions may take place.
The rest of you will be heading back in time as you head to Oceania to find the caveman that is inside all of you. To find out which event you and your hall are heading to, speak to your week one rep who will be able to tell you more.
If all the clubbing has become slightly too much over the past few days, or it simply isn't your scene, the SU is laying on a number of exciting events on campus this evening for you to attend.
The Extra Factor's funny man, Matt Richardson, will be headlining what is sure to be a spectacular night of comedy in the Den between 7.30 and 11, with tickets being available for just £5.
If comedy isn't your thing, then there is also a movie night being hosted by Silver Screen, at which they will show Captain America.
No matter what you do this evening, after tonight there will have been even more events than there are to come, so make sure you take advantage of all those fantastic opportunities.
University Radio Nottingham presents The Lowdown.
You've slogged away through college or sixth form to get the all-important grades you needed to get to this amazing university. Although during week one it may not seem like your degree, even in first year, really matters, we guarantee it does.
Today we'll be talking you through how learning and studying for your degree works and what guidance both lecturers and students have on making the most of it.
Adam BK is your Students' Union Education Officer.
Well, I think first year is really important, particularly in kind of finding your feet in the university, and that's everything, that's halls, that's finding your friends, discovering Nottingham, going away from mum and dad.
But also finding your feet in education.
Of course, I think it's important for both, and you need that first year grounding to really kick on in your second and third years. You only often need 40% to pass or fail, which is great, but you almost need 100% of the knowledge to really be able to do well in your second and third years. And I think on that note, what's particularly evident these days is the employers. If you want to get onto a lot of these graduate schemes, you're looking for an internship between your first and your second year. And we hear some horror stories of big companies recruiting as early as October, so just 1 month from now, for the first year students. And, you know, 40% is not going to cut it with them.
I'm also going to turn our attention now slightly towards the facilities that we have on campus, particularly the libraries. Are the libraries an important part of when you study? And is it important that the students use those libraries and the facilities that are available to them?
I think they're fantastic facilities. I think we've got a lot of libraries, got a lot of books, we've got a lot of e-facilities, and we're also not complacent with that. We're conscious that we need to be doing an awful lot to be keeping up with the standards elsewhere, and particularly if you look at our George Green Library, that's being developed as we speak. It's in construction. We're making things bigger, we're making things better. I'm not going to say that it's important that you use the libraries, because I think every course is different and every person's different, and it's just what we were chatting about. It's your responsibility. There's some fantastic facilities there. They're there to use. Please use them. But equally, you're in control. If that suits your style of learning, please go to the libraries. But there's plenty of other ways in which we can support and facilitate learning as well. So I think it's really up to the individual and whatever works for you. Some people maybe work better from home on the iPad.
While studying for your degree, you'll be working with lecturers and seminar tutors who will guide you through your studies and help you with all that reading.
Lecturers do loads at university, both teaching in lectures and seminars, doing their own independent research, and also acting as a point of contact for any personal issues you may wish to discuss with them.
Sue Price is a politics lecturer and tells you how to get the right balance between work and play in first year.
Work is very important. I know a lot of people will tell you, oh, the first year doesn't matter, it's just pass-fail. It's pass-fail to allow you to get to know the place, to find your feet and to try out some new subjects. It's not pass-fail because it doesn't matter. And I'm afraid these days quite a lot of employers want to see your full transcript. And when you've kind of got 8 for astrophysics, it's sort of, well, either you're bad at choosing or you weren't very good at your work. So you need a good story to cover those sort of marks. Also, I was talking to one of my third years last term and I said, what sort of, looking back on university life, what do you think about it? And he said, if I had to give anybody advice, I'd say, don't underestimate the first year. That quite often people who go badly off the rails find it very difficult to get back on in the second year. You don't just bounce back, it takes a huge amount of effort.
How important is it that students meet essay deadlines and study for exams in the first year?
Absolutely vitally important. Yes, I am going to say it's important, but that's all about setting barriers and boundaries to what you do. If you think it's not important, go and ask some of the first years who are now second years, who've spent most of August doing resits, and it's miserable. They spend a miserable summer wondering if they're going to be allowed to come back to university in the autumn because they've been unable to progress. If you miss deadlines, you lose marks. It's not worth it. It really is not worth it.
Of course, every student has their own techniques, and some of you may leave things to the last minute and pull an all-nighter in Hallward, whereas others may be those who set deadlines and stick to them.
Now, to get those good grades, you'll have to use the library. There are 3 libraries, Hallward for Humanities, George Green for Science and Greenfield Medical Library. Don't forget though, you can go to any library if you want a quiet place to get some reading or sleeping done.
Hopefully you've attended a talk on how to use the library. If not, it's worth just going in and having a look around yourself. The library isn't all about books though.
For example, in Hallward, Starbucks coffee is sold at discount prices, whilst George Green Library also has a cafe and group study rooms.
During exam times, these libraries are open 24/7, but they do fill up fast with panicked students, so be prepared to get up early to get the best seats. If you prefer a quieter life and want to avoid the hustle and bustle of the general areas, there are also silent study sections for you to work in.
You also need your student card to get into the library, so make sure you always keep it on you. You can also use your student card to top up printer credits, but you're already given a certain amount at the start of the year.
A lot of the books can be accessed online through the e-library gateway, and if one of those books happens to be on the university's Kuala Lumpur or Ningbo campus, then it can be flown over especially for you to read.
Second and third year students have been where you are before and are here to offer you some advice in making the most of the library and first year in general when it comes to your degree.
First year, the best thing to do is not panic when you're getting a lot of work and just try and get involved as many sites as you possibly can.
I'd just say make the most of first year, like enjoy going out, because like second and third it gets a little bit more serious.
Have a lot of pound coins for the bus and washing. Lots of societies and clubs, because you meet a lot of people and get socials and things like that if you don't get on with your flat.
Number one piece of advice for freshers is get involved with everything, like literally everything. Your first year is the prime time to just throw yourself into all kinds of different societies, things, radio station, woo! Just really enjoy it, because you won't have this opportunity again.
Don't be afraid to join society, because that's the best way to meet people. And go to the free taster sessions just to see what they're like.
I would say just be really friendly to everyone you meet. You can never have too many friends, and especially to go on all your course socials so that you can have course friends as well as flatmates and then get the right blend.
I think the most important advice I could give to somebody would be to take regular naps, because first year really is quite exhausting.
Do not fail.
Join a sports team.
Take vitamin C.
Don't be afraid to try new things.
Try and get involved in a society. A good way to meet new people. Join as many as you want. You'll probably drop out of loads of them. Never miss Ocean Fridays. That's a good one. Make sure you hate Trent, even if you've got friends there. I think that about wraps it up, I think.
I would say join the Nottingham Navs Society, because they're really good for getting freshers involved in stuff. And, yeah, they're really friendly.
Loads of people, try loads of new things, join a society.
I'd just say that for first years, I think a lot of people think that it's all just about going out and partying and things like that, but I think people forget that it's also about studying, and it's more about like prioritising, you know, like your life at university, because for a lot of people it's their first time away from home.
This week you're entitled to put studying to the back of your mind, but it is important to work hard in first year to give yourself a chance to adjust to the very new nature of university life.
In tomorrow's Lowdown you'll be hearing about the SU. What is it and how does it help you?
On the Pulse for today, we'll be looking into course reps and how to get more involved with other people doing your subject. We'll also be looking into how the University of Nottingham managed to win the title of the greenest campus in the world.
Stay tuned to URN and make sure to follow all of our